The very first thing was the UFO secrets. And it wasn't just having an interest in little green men and flying saucers. It's the sort of humanitarian aspect to it because of...
Well, let's just start with the little green men and flying saucers. UFO, unidentified flying object, usually understood to be life from some other planet.
Well, no, actually, in the UFO community, it's very strictly understood as being an unidentified flying object. So the origin is completely open to question.
So it could be something man-made.
It could be.
Or could be some visitor from elsewhere.
Yeah.
But you believe in UFOs?
I believe that there are craft, or there have been craft flying around that the public doesn't know about.
And do you believe they're man-made?
I do, and I believe that their propulsion systems utilise anti-gravity, and that anti-gravity is such a huge leap that the technology was originally reverse-engineered from recovered extraterrestrial spacecraft.
Now, you're going to have to explain that in a bit more detail. So what you're saying is there was some spacecraft which visited Earth from another planet or somewhere, and somebody had a look at it and thought, this is how to build a spacecraft of this nature, and has built it. What kind of spacecraft?
A craft that operates on the anti-gravity principle.
What is the anti-gravity principle?
It's an electromagnetic process which allows you, you know, as Einstein said, energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, so matter itself contains energy, matter is energy, and energy is matter. And if you have a process whereby you can extract this energy from the vacuum, you have practically an inexhaustible amount of energy.
So when did you start having these theories or ideas?
Probably in the late 90s, I was reading lots of stuff about this. One great help was the Disclosure Project, a Washington lobby group run by Stephen Greer, who's a military doctor, very respected in a very long term of service. They published a book which had over 300 expert testimonials from people ranging from civilian air traffic controllers right up to, you know, five-star generals saying that there is this UFO technology, it is extraterrestrial in origin, and people are using it here. And for me, that was the real final swing, and that made me think, yeah, it's not just a nutty sphere of interest. It's a real thing, and it should be used globally, this technology, and not kept in the hands of a secretive few.
So you had a political agenda when you started hacking?
I'd say it was more of a humanist agenda.
Which was this extraterrestrial technology, we should all have access to it.
Absolutely, especially if it's free energy and we could solve famine, lots of irrigation problems. It would be a solution to a lot of human suffering.